This is World Radio KHOE 90.5 FM on your dial, and this is the program What's New on Campus. And today we have two very interesting guests in our studios, Dr. Kamuda Reddy and Linda Agnes. Dr. Kamuda Reddy practiced Western medicine in the United States for over 25 years. After receiving her training in Maharishi Ayurveda, she has devoted herself to bringing the time-tested knowledge of Maharishi Ayurveda to the modern world. She has found that this natural holistic system complements Western care and can solve many of the health problems we face today. Dr. Reddy completed her residence and fellowship at Mount Sinai Hospital. She has been practicing Maharishi Ayurvedic medicine since the mid-1980s. Dr. Reddy has co-authored 6 books on Maharishi Ayurveda and Maharishi Vedic medicine and a series of children's stories called the Timeless Wisdom Series, based on traditional Indian stories that she first heard as a child. We play those on the radio here. Thank you very much. Dr. Reddy and her husband, Dr. Janardhan Reddy, are devoted to their extended family and 3 grown children, Sundeep, Hima, and Suma. Currently, the Reddys are dividing their time between India and the United States. They continue working toward the vision to help create a disease-free society generation after generation through Maharishi Ayurveda. And we also have with us Linda Agnes. Everyone in our community knows her as an author, teacher, and friend. And she is the author of over 400 articles and 2 other books on Maharishi Ayurveda. She is adjunct associate professor of writing at Maharishi University of Management in Fairfield, Iowa, where she lives with her husband, Tom. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. Linda, you and Dr. Kamuda Reddy have a book coming out, and this is a very wonderful visit we're having with Kamuda. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about her purpose here and the book.
Yes, Dr. Reddy and I have written a book called Super Healthy Kids, A Parent's Guide to Maharishi Ayurveda, and it's due out with MUM Press this July. And it'll be available then in the bookstores, MUM Bookstore, and online at mumpress.com. And so we're really excited about this book because it's the first time that Maharishi Ayurveda, there's been a book out about Maharishi Ayurveda for kids. And we really feel that this has implications for our entire society, because if you help the children to be healthy, then they grow into healthy adults and then help their children to be healthy.
Really, a child is the focus, the central focus of a family, central focus of a home, central focus of a society, and center of the focus for the whole life itself. And everything really revolves around a child, because this child has the potential to blossom into that fullness and to blossom into the totality of what that child is. And so, taking this into consideration, this book will be very, very helpful in nourishing and helping every aspect of this child's growth and child's potential.
Very good. And I know you are a mother of 3 children. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could tell us a little bit what your interpretation of bringing up children in the modern world is compared to 30 years ago, with the challenges, how the challenges are different now than they were then. Mm-hmm.
Well, 30 years ago, my mother stayed at home, and we had the very solid extended family, and everybody cared for the child, not only the parents but also the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and friends and the teachers. Everybody was a part of this bringing up the child, and it was so close while I was growing up in India. And here, as with the modern society now, there is a need, there is this division, and there is this, hurriness and busyness and the whole of it, which makes it very difficult to bring this whole attention on the child. And to really, we have to remind ourselves that this child is natural, this child is holistic, this child is cosmic, and this child has the wholeness. And so in this busy life, then what happens is, many people are working. Like, I was a professional woman. Grandparents are away. They're not really available. The extended family is not there. And the teachers, you know, for whatever reasons, they're not as intimate and as close and as, you know, do not have that partnership in bringing up the child as much as it was there 30 years ago. So now we really need something that truly works. It doesn't involve a whole lot of time. It is natural. It is effortless. It is safe. And it truly works.
And that is Maharishi Ayurveda.
Very good. Yes, I imagine, I know I have children of my own, and I have the experience that they are very much involved in what's new and what's fashionable, and there's not too much tradition. They don't put too much emphasis or too much concern about tradition, but tradition is very important, isn't it? And especially when we're educating the children.
Right,
and Ayurveda goes back quite a ways.
Well, Ayurveda itself is a timeless tradition, the timeless and truly the timeless tradition of the nature of this cosmos. And, you know, so it doesn't need a whole lot of thinking. You know, we just bring these children up naturally and effortlessly, balancing the doshas and then, you know, balancing the gunas, where the sattva is rising naturally and effortlessly, and rejuvenating the organs and the tissues naturally and effortlessly. So this, you know, we don't have to think so much about, you know, are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the right thing? Is this okay or not? So in Ayurveda, everything puts you on the step of this, you know, the whole thing being in an effortless way.
Very good. And there are four chapters on food in this book.
Yes.
And of course, food is very important in everybody's life, and I guess children especially.
Right. Because, you know, food in Maharishi Ayurveda is considered Brahman. You know, food is the consciousness. Food is the consciousness of who you are and what you are. And then on that unmanifest level, and then on the manifest, the food is the building blocks, the very building blocks of who you are, whether it is Sam or, you know, or Samantha, you are the building blocks of what you look like in physically. And so you are the RNA, the DNA, the cells and the muscles and the tissues and the organs and the systems and so on and so forth and so forth. And you are that creative intelligence. So everything is related to the food, because food is Brahman, food is the consciousness. So we have devoted four chapters because it is so important, because what you are in terms of the doshas, in the balance of the doshas, is the food. What you are in terms of the gunas, the sattva, rajas and tamas, is the food. What you are in terms of the higher states of consciousness is the food. What you are in terms of the enlightenment is the food.
Yes, it's very interesting that, you know, even in our society in the West, we have that expression, you are what you eat. And so I think that, you know, Maharishi Ayurveda has definitely, this is one of the central tenets of Maharishi Ayurveda, that the food is primary to, food is medicine. And so that's why we have these four chapters on food. This was Kumara's wish. She said, we have to have four chapters on food because food is so important for children. And of course, there's a lot of focus now in the U.S. on food, the kind of food that children are being served in government lunch programs, for instance, is found to be really high, full of fat, trans fats, really bad kinds of fats that cause high cholesterol and sugars. And so there's a lot of attention now to go back to whole foods, to basic foods that, you know, like fresh fruits and vegetables, organic foods. And there's a lot of attention on that in our society in America right now. In our book, we have these four chapters. One is called Six Keys to a Healthy Diet. That's about the six tastes. Maharishi Ayurveda, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, astringent, and pungent. If a diet has those six tastes, then the food is more holistic. This child doesn't have cravings then for sugar. They then have a much more balanced physiology, and they are nourishing all the, and balancing all the three doshas and all the other aspects of the physiology. The other chapters are called Foods That Build Immunity and Foods That Destroy It, because food really has an effect on the immunity of the body. And foods for different ages, this goes into like what is good for the different ages of the child, like the from the first year, what other foods are better for second through third year, and on like that, the different stages of childhood, because it changes slightly what kinds of foods are better for different ages. For instance, a very young child needs lots of fats, good fats, not bad fats, but fats like ghee or butter, because they need to nourish the brain. The brain is growing then, and actually a low cholesterol diet is very harmful to a child at that age. So Marcia Ayurveda brings out all of these different principles of food in great detail, and these are all in the book. The fourth chapter on food is called 10 Healthy Eating Habits for Powerful Digestion. And this, of course, is another huge topic in Marcia Ayurveda, digestion, which maybe you want to go into or not.
How about recipes? We have any recipes in the book?
Yes, there are plenty of recipes in the book. And then, of course, you know, these children are growing, so we say use all the adult recipes that are available.
Yeah, so we have fun recipes. Because kids these days are exposed to so much junk food, well, we want to take, you know, that craving for junk food but turn it into something healthy. So we have, like, for instance, Ayurvedic pizza, which tells you how to make pizza that's healthier, that's more Ayurvedic, or how to make baked French fries instead of fried French fries. Fried food is, of course, very harmful. We all know that. But yet kids eat it a lot in America, eat French fries a lot, junk food. So here's a way of making it at home, making it healthy, satisfying those cravings that children have because they're being introduced to it from, you know, in the culture, but making it healthy and building up their physiology instead of bringing it down.
I know that a big concern of parents these days is are other toxins and things that we don't want our children to ingest, and I guess you talk a little bit about that too?
Yes. There are some, you know, which are really ingrained, the toxins, you know, the pesticides and then the pollutants and the various other toxins. There are many of them which we can't even list, but these are listed in the book so that the parents are aware of it, because any toxins naturally, you know, they pollute the body, the mind, the emotions, the intellect, the behavior, and, you know, the consciousness of the child. So we really want to make sure that we help let our children grow in that purity, keeping the shrotas, you know, as open, and so that there are no blocks in the flow of this inner intelligence or this biological intelligence of the child, and everything is really just flowing like one great symphony.
That's beautiful. Yes, the book has really focused on this idea of the environment. Actually, it's one of the four approaches of Marcia Ayurveda. We have the approach for the mind, the body, the behavior, which is another huge important area which we could talk about, and the environment. And Marcia Ayurveda, as an ancient healthcare system, understood the effect of the environment on the child. And of course, this means many things: the sensory environment, what's coming in through the senses, that's a very important part of Marcia Ayurveda, but also this idea of the purity of the environment. And so this book really tells you how to protect your child against environmental toxins, as well as the other aspects of Marcia Ayurveda, the sense, you know, to improve the senses. And there's actually, this is really a kind of a really important topic that's come up in the news just recently. This book was actually written and was ready to be published in 2004. It's taken a little while for it to come out, but just recently in the press, there's been this new president's report on cancer, and for the first time, the government is focusing on environmental toxins and their effect on children. There are over 800 environmental toxins that children are exposed to these days, and only a small percentage of those have actually been tested by the government to see the effects. So now there is a lot of focus on this, and so I'm very happy that our book already had, you know, even though we can't include that report in our book because it's in press now, but I'm very happy that our book has focused on that and has different solutions for parents.
Very good, and one of the things that we ingest is, like you said, our environment and consciousness around us, and a way to improve our own consciousness. We talk a little bit about meditation in the book too.
Yes, we have devoted a whole chapter on meditation because it is so important for the children to meditate, and Maharshi it is really such a blessing that Maharshi is able, you know, has been able to bring programs for children as young as 4 years where they can meditate. Because by meditating, one thing is, you know, they are reducing the stress or in eliminating the stress, everyday stress. Just in Maharshi Ayurveda, we say just as you ingest food and you breathe air and, you know, there is something that is coming out. You're eliminating whatever, you know, you haven't digested and whatever has become carbon dioxide or whatever, it is being eliminated. And now what about the mental negativity and the mental, you know, stress that is there? So the transcendental meditation definitely helps, you know, eliminate that stress. And then also it helps them to get in touch with who they are, the pure consciousness of who they are, the self of who they are, and helps them develop the higher states of consciousness. And Maharshi has always said, you know, it is very natural and practical to be cosmic consciousness, not the waking, dreaming and sleeping state, but the cosmic consciousness, and to have this 24 hours a day so that they enjoy the bliss 24 hours a day. They are of, you know, much purposeful to themselves and to the world, and they convey these waves of bliss to the rest of the world, and the purpose of life is fulfilled.
That's beautiful. And there's, of course, the word of wisdom, which children learn at age four, as Kumuda was saying, and then also the Maharshi Transcendental Meditation Technique, which children learn from the age of 10 on. And there's actually recent research showing that even children, you know, who have very, you know, who have learning problems or who have, have been shown to have ADHD or something like that, that recent research and that was published in the current issues of education, it shows that they can be helped through this technique. You know, when the researchers started, the classroom teachers of these children who had ADHD, they said they didn't think the children could actually sit there and meditate. These were 10 years and older, so they were actually sitting down to meditate. The researchers thought it would happen, but the teachers said, no, they won't be able to sit down. The parents said they won't be able to sit down and meditate. But what happened was that these students started to sit down to meditate, and immediately their minds settled down, and they started to experience a more restful state, a more coherent state, a less stressed state. And then they talk about their experiences, and they say, you know, I feel calmer now. I'm not as angry as I used to be. I can focus on my studies more. It's a very beautiful and moving thing. So that's why, you know, it's a very prominent and important part of Maharshi Ayurveda to develop consciousness through the Transcendental Meditation Technique.
Beautiful. And of course, Maharishi has always been an exponent of tradition, bringing the Vedic literature and Vedic life, as a matter of fact, back to us, and so that we can enjoy all the benefits of that. But at the same time, Maharishi always has been very, he liked to grasp the new and the new technologies and incorporate into life to make life easier. And of course, our children are being inundated by all these new gadgets and things. And transcending every day gives one the ability to be settled and be able to select what is good and what is not so good.
Because all these new gadgets and, you know, and this fast pace of life and switching from one to the other, and, you know, the mind has enormous capacity and to do all these things in a very quick way and to grasp many things and enjoy many things. That's the nature of the mind. But then this also can disturb the vata. Vata imbalance can be disturbed. And then the vata effects, the imbalances of the vata can set in terms of the mind and the emotions and the intellect and the behavior, and also in terms of the body, in terms of digestion, the sleep and the appetite, the fatigue levels and so on and so forth. So the transcendental meditation definitely helps, you know, bring the balance. And all the technologies of Maharshi Ayurveda help in bringing the balance of this vata dosha, particularly in addition to the other doshas, and helps in promoting this longevity to the child, healthy and happy life forever.
Yes, and in the book we have quite a large section devoted to talking about the effect of television and computer games and computers themselves on the senses of the child. Because, as I was saying before, one of the major approaches of the environmental approach is what you are bringing in through the senses. Mm-hmm. You know, because what Maharishi Ayurveda says is that too much use or too little use or the wrong kind of input in the senses can be damaging to the human physiology. And of course, we all know this just from music, that you know, if you listen to that on plants, for instance, that some research was done that if you listen to some beautiful Gandharva Veda music, the research showed that it had an effect of helping the plant to grow. But listening to rock music or discordant sounds actually caused the plant to shrivel. And so that would be the, you know, and then of course too loud of music would cause the ears to have, you know, tinnitus or ringing in the ears. So, you know, could damage the ear. So, you know, we have to be careful what we are bringing in through the senses, and especially the very tender nervous system of the child. Maharishi himself has always emphasized this, that the child is, you know, a growing, is in a kind of a vulnerable state. That's the purpose of having parents to protect them. And so helping to limit the sensory input. So we have quite a large section on that about the effect of computer games and TV, et cetera, on the child.
Boy, this I want to read this book too. This sounds so good. I think a lot of mothers, especially young mothers, would be very interested. And you must have other little gems, little pearls of wisdom in the book too.
There are many, many gems, but I think really, you know, what I want to bring as an emphasis is about the behavior. The behavior of the children is, you know, rapidly changing. Whether it's changing for the good or for the bad, the parents will themselves be able to determine. But the behavior of the child towards oneself, towards the environment, towards the parents, towards the elders, towards the teachers, towards the friends, towards the siblings, and towards others in the society, it's a very, very important fact. Because when this behavior is not right, when this behavior is not sweet, when this behavior is not nourishing, and then when the behavior is not evolving, because, you know, there is an evolution in the behavior too, from good to bad to excellent. And, you know, and so it is not pleasing to everybody, then there is a lot of commotion in the society, which we are actually seeing now. So Ayurveda, Maharishi Ayurveda technologies all help in bringing this behavior, normalizing this behavior, and, you know, and to its utmost potential, utmost goodness, effortlessly and simply, because, you know, by bringing the balancing of the doshas and also rising the sattva, and then purifying the shrotas, purifying the physiology, rejuvenation of the tissues to the maximum, and then developing higher states of consciousness, this puts the behavior on a good road, good path, very effortlessly, very easily, very simply. And for this alone, Maharishi Ayurveda should be used.
Yes, it's such a holistic approach because we have the mental approach through transcendental meditation, other techniques to develop consciousness, and there's the body, the approach of the, you know, for the body, including the diet, and then the behavior, and we already talked about the environment as well. That's the fourth. But with behavior, it's actually one of the approaches of Maharishi Ayurveda. And so, besides helping to cultivate beautiful behavior, as Kumina has so clearly brought out, it's also an approach in itself, because we use the routine, the daily routine, as part of the behavioral approach of Maharishi Ayurveda. So the child, you know, learns that, you know, when you wake up at the same time every day, then they feel better, or have the meals at the same time every day. Part of the routine is to go to bed early before child has gotten too tired, and also before the pitta time of night, or that more active time of night, has started. And so these simple things that parents can do, of course, parents have to organize the schedule, but Maharishi Ayurveda gives really clear guidelines for staying in tune with nature, and therefore optimizing how the sleep is deeper, and so that digestion is better. If you eat the main meal at noon, for instance, then digestion is stronger. All of these things that are part of most traditional cultures, and certainly were part of the tradition of Maharishi Ayurveda, but are being lost in our current society, where children maybe don't even have a family meal anymore in America. But this book really emphasized the importance of the daily routine and the behavioral approach for bringing health. and for helping the child to experience their optimum, their optimum potential, really. And I also want to say that this book, I think, really has such a beautiful feeling, because I think it has Kumuda's voice as a doctor and as a mother and as someone who really has a desire to nourish and help other people. And I think that nourishing, holistic value is there, not only from the knowledge of Maharishi Ayurveda, which in itself is so holistic, but from the really beautiful heart that Kumuda Reddy has as a doctor and as a mother.
Well, I want to send one to my daughter. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us how available this book is going to be and how people can purchase it.
Well, it's available. It's being published by Maharishi University of Management Press, MUM Press. And so it will be available through their website at
www.maharishiuniversitypress.
Also at Kumuda's website, which is allhealthyfamily.com. Mm. And it'll be available in the MUM bookstore locally. And so we hope that you will make the effort to get the book and enjoy it and give it to your friends and your children and other mothers.
Mm. And the name of the book again?
Super Healthy Kids, A Parent's Guide to Maharishi Ayurveda.
Just hearing that title, you've got to have this book. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. And I think we're going to spread a little joy in the world, and you've done your part. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.